Harry Potter star Tom Felton praises J.K. Rowling when asked about her trans pushback. By Simon Kent on June 9, 2025. British author J.K. Rowling's political views have zero impact on actor Tom Felton, who has nothing but thanks and praise to offer the person whose Harry Potter creation catapulted him to international stardom. He revealed his feelings on the Potter franchise's mastermind and the attacks she receives from trans lobbyists at the Tony Awards 2025 on Sunday. The actor, now 37, portrayed Draco Malfoy in the Harry Potter movies from 2001 until 2011. He is now set to reprise the role for the Broadway show Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, and refused to criticize the woman who launched his career in a candid Variety interview. When asked if the controversy around the author's views on gender identity affect his work, the star replied, "No, I can't say it does. I'm not really that attuned to it. I have not seen anything bring the world together more than Potter. She's responsible for that, so I'm incredibly grateful." J.K. Rowling has been the victim of almost unceasing abuse by the acting fraternity for not yielding to the transgender mob's attacks. As Breitbart News reported, Rowling has been a target for activists since 2020, when she stated that only women can menstruate. Earlier this year, Rowling expressed her appreciation for President Donald Trump after he signed an executive order protecting women's sports from male athletes who identify as female. "Congratulations to every single person on the left who's been campaigning to destroy women's and girls' rights. Without you, there'd be no images like this," Rowling wrote on X, sharing a photo of President Trump surrounded by female athletes championing his directive. More recently, she took a victory lap after Britain's top court decided transgenders are not biological women. The UK Supreme Court ruled that the definition of sex in the Equality Act 2010 makes clear that the concept of sex is binary. A person is either a woman or a man. With that decision in hand, Rowling took to X to say, "We toasted you, at For Women Scott Neal says it's Turf Day." She posted a second message, reading, "I love it when a plan comes together," along with a photo of herself with a celebratory drink in one hand and a cigar in the other. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.